There are more ways than ever to let your voice be heard or your opinion known. An artist coming to Fayetteville and Fort Smith soon says the printed word on a poster remains one of the most arresting ways to capture others' attention. Katie Hendrickson recently talked to Amos Kennedy Jr. in advance of his visit.
Printmaker, artist, and activist Amos Paul Kennedy Jr. will be visiting our listening area next week to give workshops on letterpress printing. Self-described as a humble Negro printer, Kennedy is a recent Southern transplant to Detroit, where he's just raised funds through the site Indiegogo to open a printing plant for all. It wasn't until Kennedy was 40 years old that he fell in love with letterpress, abandoning his comfortable middle-class life as a software developer for what he deems the subversive art of the written word via typographic posters, some of which are on display in the exhibition cases at the Fine Arts Center on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville right now. So, what exactly drew Kennedy to the art of letterpress printmaking?
I think it has to do partially with the fact that I've always loved the book, and it was a way for me to relate to the book. And so I was able to make my own book, and I thought that was very fascinating and very empowering, because most people do not make a book. They read a book, they buy a book, they may write a book, but to say I printed, bound, and produced this book is very rare.
The visual elements of Kennedy's prints rely heavily on typography, sometimes layer upon layer. In Kennedy's posters, the type is the image.
I think that comes from my study of calligraphy, where I learned that letters are images that you make. And so I try to reproduce that with letterpress. And this is one of the reasons I do layering, because it gives me a greater freedom to work with this letters as medium and images. And so you create these images on the page.
In an age when we're used to digital printing or just reading things on screens, the process of letterpress is a fascinating one.
Letterpress printing is a relief form of printing that is familiar to some of your listeners as a linoleum cut or woodcut or wood engraving, where you're printing off of a raised surface. What makes letterpress printing different is that you're actually printing letters themselves. And letterpress printing evolved in the 15th century through the work of Johann Gutenberg in Germany, who developed the method of printing with movable type. And for the next 500 years, it dominated printing, commercial printing in the world. And it was until the late 60s, early 70s, the medium that most things were printed in America are in the world. So what it is that you set type, and the type can be, in the case of books, metal type made primarily from lead. You set each individual character, and then after you've done a line, you put it into a galley, you set the next until the text that you're setting, whether it's a poem or a short story, is completed. At that point, you put it on the press, and you pull an image of that type that you just set. And the press, can think of a press, again, if you've ever done a spoon rubbing from something, that's the same sort of thing. It's a matter of applying enough pressure to release the ink from the form, which is the type that's been set, onto the paper. And that is, in a nutshell, what letterpress printing is.
There are so many options for printing these days. So what exactly drew Kennedy to letterpress?
Well, I think the thing that first drew me to it was the availability of the classes that I could take. And that, again, it dealt more with letters than images such as a drawing, which you think about lithos or etching or engraving. So, again, it's about this letter form that drew me to letterpress printing, because I've never really drawn in my life. So that was one of the deterrents to doing, say, lithos or wood engraving. But this, where the letter was already formed, and then you created the words and you created this image on the page for people to read. I try attracted me. And I think also the fact that I had studied calligraphy, and there was a close correlation between the two.
Kennedy has been described as a social irritant, and many of his posters convey thoughts such as this one from Albert Camus, which states, "The purpose of a writer is to keep civilization from destroying itself." He did a series of prints celebrating Rosa Parks. Kennedy believes in the power of the printed poster.
The thing about being a printmaker is that you disseminate information. And in the age of the internet, where they say, well, why do you need printed matter? Why do you need posters? Because you can have a website, you can tweet, you can do all these other things. I consider those methods of communication passive, in that people go and find them. So if you're interested in letterpress, you go to the web and you look up letterpress and you find it. And so you engage with that website. A poster I consider active. I consider it because you put a poster up and it invades your visual space, whether you want it to or not. So you put a poster up on the street and you pass by and you notice it. You may not stop and read it, but you notice it. So it invades your visual space. And I think this is the power of the poster or the printed word over the digital word. As a social irritant, it is the dissemination of information that I think is the first calling of printing, and this will create all sorts of controversy. As I tell people, there is nothing more dangerous than the printed word. Ideas are why people have wars. Ideas are why people engage in activities that you may not like. And the printed word allows these ideas to be disseminated a lot better, a lot quicker than the spoken word.
Not satisfied only with making posters, he wants to share the liberation that comes with putting together type onto paper with those who might not know about the process.
I like to give workshops because people actually get excited about putting ink on paper, because many of them do not have the opportunity, although they interact with the printed word every day. And I like to have people, especially people under the age of 20 and over the age of 6 months. There's a twinkle that comes in their eyes and the excitement where if they are able to read, they see this form on the press bed and they can't make it out. But then when they pull the print, then suddenly they can read it, because on the press bed, everything is backwards. And so suddenly they see that they made this. And they, you know, children get very delighted about it. And so basically the workshop is an opportunity for the community to see the letterpress and to actually use it to print something and to have that experience. I think the universities are reaching out to the communities to say, here's a resource that we have and we'd like for you to see it in action, so please come and participate.
Amos Paul Kennedy Jr.'s broadsides are on display at the Fine Arts Center on the U of A campus in Fayetteville. He'll stop for a visit in Fayetteville February 27th for both a workshop and lecture. He then heads down to Fort Smith for events February 28th and March 2nd. For more information on his Fayetteville events, visit art.uark.edu. For Fort Smith, call 479-788-7333. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.